Hey guys, it's Nihar here from Nilgiri Social again. I hope our podcast knowledge is gaining some momentum for your business. Today, I'll be talking something about Facebook groups. Facebook groups are slowly blurring the lines between professional networking, personal branding, and social media marketing. So how can you harness the power of Facebook groups to strengthen your personal and professional brand and grow your business or career and widen your network? Today, we'll be talking about how participants can network smartly and grow their influence by using these 10 quick strategies. First, be focused. Join a few manageable number of groups that have the highest impact for you. This could be a combination of groups to promote yourself, to seek advice from peers, to learn or get leads from related professionals, and local groups that lead to extending the conversation to in person. Second, provide value. Recognition, opportunities, connections, they all follow value. Start with an objective of establishing yourself as a thought leader by regularly contributing your nuggets on a particular topic related to expertise. On subsequent conversations on that topic in that group, a lot of virtual groups contact might automatically think of tagging you. With one thoughtful answer, you can provide evergreen, searchable value. Third, be consistent. Post frequently, as much as 1-2 times in each group or week. Consistency builds recall. Most groups have specific interaction on specific days. So utilize a spreadsheet to keep track of days you would like to interact in particular groups. Fourth, don't just link. If someone asks a question that you have the perfect article to share, make sure you first answer that question and provide value before you share that blog, especially if it's your own and could be construed as a self-promo. More often than not, people are more receptive and curious if you have already provided value and you also build a good career karma this way. Fifth, don't rush in with advice. Let conversations unfold before you add your two bits. This gives you the opportunity to assess the general direction of the conversation and ultimately showcase your expertise. Sixth, monitor your shares. If you are a blogger sharing your blog link weekly across Facebook groups, use a custom link shortener that will track engagement by day and give you a clear idea on which days posting in which group got you the most reward, especially if you are maintaining an interaction calendar. 7. Search smart. When searching within a group for previous content to resolve your queries, Facebook recognizes multiple search words as separate words. For example, when looking for work-life balance tips, searching for the whole term will bring you too many results for all three words. Instead, try searching for just the word balance, a word that's used more often with work-life, so you'll get more targeted results. 8. Post smart. Make it keyword rich. Due to Facebook's strong search features, each time someone searches for a specific keyword, its related conversations pull up. Share your content and tips with some thought on relevant keywords, so that once you've added some value on an engaging discussion, the impact reverberates in myriad ways. 9. Keep it current. Know your calendar of upcoming local and world events way in advance and piggyback on them to strengthen the quality of your shares, including using their pertinent hashtags. Last, win with optimism and brevity. Post in Facebook groups that are crisp, concise, and optimistic tend to perform better, as Facebook group users like to see the situation as glass half full. So, these are the 10 quick strategies that can network smartly and grow influence in your Facebook groups. If you have any other knowledge to share on Facebook groups, do let us know, we'll reach you out. Also, keep listening and keep sharing. Signing off.